So Pika takes over again with Stephenville operating at their own 39-yard line, and the shotgun looks right, and this ball is knocked away by Mickey Moore, almost picked off. Moore making a beat on that, and he may have stepped on the receiver's foot, too. Nah, he looks like he kind of twisted his calf back there. They're going to go for it, fourth and about a foot needed. And we'll see if the Bearcat defense can bear down here and make a stop.
Stephenville brought in big their defensive tackle, T.R. Varnado, 6'1", 280 pounds, juniors in as a fullback.
Power eye formation, and Pika under center. He gives to the deep back, and he has the first down to the 15-yard line. A gain of 4 yards that time for the tailback, Brad Mills. And Mills has the Yellow Jacket first down.
You know, they've got Stephenville, the players have to execute it. But
117 and counting, McDonald. Quick toss over the middle, caught at the 15-yard line. And for a 10-yard gain, it's Forrest Cook, the tight end, who has not had his number dialed tonight. But he makes a great grab there as it bounces out of his hands, and he manages to reel it in anyway for a First Baptist of Aledo first down.
Good to turn his back.
Clock down to a minute. Tanner McDonald in the shotgun with Ryan Cohn. High snap. McDonald rolling out right, tucking it under. Has some lead blockers. Cuts back. Big hole. 10, 5. Touchdown, Aledo. 15-yard scamper for Tanner McDonald. His second touchdown of the night. And we have a finish like this every year. This time, maybe.
Well,
Aaron Corby to hold the extra point kick by Chase Rutherford. It's up and good. Mr. Jim's Pizza. Call him right now to order your favorite premier or specialty pizza or build your own. 596-0695. Mr. Jim's, where the Bearcats get their pizza. Let's quickly go down to Kevin Longquist for a sideline report.
And Tanner McDonald's the green.
The 15. With no timeouts left, they would have their work cut out for them, even if it's a shorter field to go. Chase Rutherford does pooch it high to the right toward the sideline, stays in bounds, bounces at the 17, picked up by Chris Malone. He comes forward to the 20, 25, upended there, and there's 43 seconds left on the clock in this game. Stephenville 75 yards away from the go-ahead score and winning score because they can't tie it with a field goal this time. First down for Stephenville. Clock starts again, under 30 to play. Pika in the shotgun, hadn't spiked it yet. He throws far side of the field, and it's incomplete. In and out of the hands of Chris Malone, the intended receiver, who had to go to a knee to make that catch. He would have basically been down had he caught it.
Better than get one run by you.
A little bit of a breeze looks to be blowing at the back of Stephenville. They trail 24-20. Pika with all time in the shotgun. Now he's pressured, and he's going to be sacked by Cy Wilson back at the 35-yard line. Clock still ticking. Stephenville with no timeouts. The ball is set quickly. Stephenville players hustling to get back. And Pika's going to spike it with 3 seconds left. And Kevin Longquist for all the...
Watch for some laterals.
Pretty much.
Think they want those timeouts back?
Yeah. 3 seconds left. This is it. Pika in the shotgun. Aledo with 8 men back. Pika partially pressured, throws deep, and it is picked off by Justin Peters, and he flails the ball out. Now go down to a knee, young man, and the game's over, and it is. Was he trying to extend the game a little bit longer?
No, just on top of the world, Barry.
Let's go back down to Kevin Longquist for a sideline report for Aledo, who's gotten a monkey.